Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about the Astros. Somebody said, hey, they showed a side-by-side of him from his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Said, reminds me of Barry Bonds. Hey, I don't know what you're doing
hey,
there.
Hey, oh, hey, man.
I don't like the allegations that you're throwing out there.
Does he have a bigger head?
All right.
How crazy is that, being prepared to or compared to Barry Bonds?
Nobody
is. Like, oh, hell
you,
no.
You can pass me with that.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, I don't think anybody's going to look at him and be like, yep, Barry Bonds is what I'm seeing.
You don't see those comparisons with that. He's kind of like a younger Barry Bonds.
No.
You don't never see that.
No.
Go ahead and prove me wrong, though. I'd like to see it. Play it tonight against the Angels. And if you want to hear a little bit of talk about that, I imagine you'll get some of that at 4 p.m., Roger Clemens jumps on with The Drive, who will be live, mind you, continuing their the crawfish tour that they've got going. They're out at the Spectators Bar and Grill in Sugarland. So go out and see the fellas as they're live. Look, I got crawfish last week, but I might go again because it's that time. It's that season. Also, a man who could buy a lot of crawfish if he wants to. And we know he does.
He can.
We talked to him earlier in the year. He loves him. He loves him some that local flavor, especially the Louisiana kind of style cooking. Mm-hmm. His name is Jalen Petrie, and he's got a little bit more money in his pocket, I imagine. A 3-year, $39 million extension. It seems like it can go up to $42 million, $42 and some change, in fact, depending on play time. But Jalen Petrie will be a Houston Texan for the foreseeable future. As of right now, 4 more years of contract for him to remain a swarmy part of D'Amico Ryans' defense. And again, I just want to go back to like, what were your general thoughts about this move when we got it? Because it felt like, I mean, that was within the realm of possibility. Nick Caserio kind of left it a little bit open that, you know, they'd love to have him, but, you know, they were going to, you know, let the process play out. The process has played out.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on the deal?
Well, I think the primary thing was, you know, and I can't speak for everybody, not you, not Figgy, you know, or listeners, but, you know, all offseason long, I was kind of thinking, like, how much are they really putting into this season last year? You know, like, are they buying it? Are they going to kind of wait and see or you know, try to figure out something, you know, a combo package, if you will, at nickel and all this other stuff. I think they answered that. I think the confidence they have in Jalen Petrie by giving him $29 million guaranteed, by the way.
Yes.
That's a big guarantee. Highest paid nickel in the NFL as of now.
Which is a position that does not often get a whole bunch of money, to be fair.
But they gave him a lot of money.
They did give him a lot of money. I think average annual value is obviously 13, although they did a thing where you talked about, like, are they going to wait? They've not. Like, it seems like in a lot of these circumstances, when they've had an opportunity, they get the deal done early in order to kind of help smooth out the money of it, the cost, the way that it hits, especially if they believe confidently in your ability and what you've done in with what they've asked of you, which Jalen Petrie has absolutely done. So, in a way, if you take that money, smooth it out over 4 years, that 42, up to 42, because it does feel like he's probably going to hit those play marks, you know, barring injury, right? So you hit that 42 plus the additional about four that he has right now, $44 million over 4 years. You're talking about $11 million average annual value. That doesn't feel too bad for the for how much he matters in your defense.
Well, and I think, you know, obviously a big factor is the confidence you have in D'Amico Ryan's, you know, and his evaluation, the way he can, you know, make his defense play, et cetera, is just off the charts. So for the confidence that I had, that immediate thought that I had with Jalen Petrie, it's all backed up by D'Amico believes it, so I believe it. You know, so I that's different from the offense. You know, we didn't even know what was going on last year with the offense, but it, you know, if he does, I do. I think the second thing is, well, you touched on the third thing, and that is, you know, just how they're planning for the future here. But the second thing for me is that this is a championship level defense. It's something we talked about weeks ago, you know, during the season even, but I just feel like it kind of galvanizes that even more. Your secondary is just so freaking good and built for the next 3 or 4 years.
It's a championship level defense that you're locking in for a period of time. As of right now, even with just like acquiring CJ Gardner-Johnson and with what you have, the defense that you're projected to, or the secondary rather, you're projected to run out there, which of course is Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley Jr. At your cornerback spots, your safeties, Kalen Bullock and CJ Gardner-Johnson, and then of course in this kind of safety star, whatever role, nickel role that Petrie has in there, those guys are all going to be together for the next couple of seasons. And then a good amount of them outside of CJ Gardner-Johnson you have for the next 4 years.
And then you have guys like Ronald Darby, MJ Stewart, Jimmy Ward, a lot of depth. They are set there. I feel like it also sort of, you can extend it to think that, you know, the defense is pretty much set as well. You know, I know we can talk about maybe, you know, some help at safety, maybe some help on the interior defensive tackle position, but they're set. They're set. And it also sort of in a weird way, even though, as I mentioned earlier, nothing has changed in terms of the people that are here from yesterday today. But for some unknown reason, it almost makes me realize they're going to really, really focus on the offense in the draft.
Well, I feel like, but I feel like also what it does is that it seems like they're locking in this defense for the next few years.
Yeah.
Right? As we were talking about. And the reason why I say that is if you view this as a Super Bowl caliber defense, you could also take that and extrapolate it to say they're locking in an ability to try and contend for the next few years. Mm-hmm. And with that being the case, now you need to get your offense up to a capability help you contend.
The urgency rises and you know it's there.
I think it does. Yeah. Like, I think it puts you in a place where you're like, hey, now you need to make sure that not only do you get an offense that's fine, an offense that's capable of pairing nicely with that defense and the aspirations that defense implies, which I think you were already there to some degree, but I think it highlights it further, which can I take you to this place? Because I think the question that people had when they saw this deal was not, you know, does he fit the mentality? Does he play with the physicality? Jalen Petrie, that is, that D'Amico Ryan's requires of his guys. All of those things were givens. It was like, did you want to then pay another player, especially as we talk about highest paid nickel? Like, they've been constantly, this has become the MO. They're willing to, they don't care about winning the negotiation. That was the phrase that Nick Caserio used. That's not where their focus lies. Their focus lies in seemingly making their players comfortable and happy with what the deal is and getting it done early to kind of help smooth it. However, still, this is a salary capped sport with a hard cap in such a way where it's supposed to be prohibitive on you continually doing that. Do you have any concerns about the team building implications that this is fully fully the MO that this organization has taken, especially considering there's still people to pay coming up?
No, you know how I feel about this. The cap is always something that you can manipulate, especially if you plan ahead like this.
And it's rising.
It is going to rise. That helps even more.
Although, I don't know. Somebody asked when it comes to the torpedo bats, is there a tariff there? I don't know what the economic factors are that would impact.
A tariff.
I'm like, look, we got to admit, there's a little bit more uncertain economic times going up and down, right? So I don't know if that's going to impact the salary cap. Of course, jokes. Like, it does feel like the NFL is just going to keep bringing in money hand over fist that continues to give you space in the salary cap.
Yeah, no, I don't worry about it, and I present to you the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you know, they can find a way, and they haven't been as proactive as the Texans have been.
And they were with the quarterback at the very least, and that's the big chunk. But, yeah.
I know they've let some players
They've had
go.
To sacrifice it at some places,
but the
yeah.
Texans are kind of trying to avoid that as best they can. They're going to have to. No, the Texans absolutely are going to have to cut bait with some players that they otherwise would want to.
And I think some people looked at that spot, even though, like, yes, particular to the defense that D'Amico Ryans wants to run, having that kind of guy that plays as a third linebacker while also having some flexibility and a little dangerous enough to get some picks here and there or what have you on the perimeter as Jalen Petrie does, there's people that looked at that as that's a place that is replaceable, even if not in that exact style, but getting you another player that could play in that nickel kind of slot place is something that's replaceable where you didn't maybe did not have to spend $40 million in that space. And so I think that's the thing that maybe if you are not fond of this, it seems like they come to it from that place. Do you have like do you agree with that at all, or are you completely still in that place where you're like, nah, I'm cool with this deal in continuing to give D'Amico what he wants, understanding that eventually you're going to have some sacrifices somewhere?
Well, eventually you will, but D'Amico is pretty much saying, screw it, let's just win it all with the defense.
But
I mean, they brought...
That's been a concern.
That's what he's doing.
But that's been a concern for some people. Yeah. Like, how much is too much? Like, is there not enough balance? Because you are looking at an offense where you do still need to have some investment. And, of course, it seems like they are positioned to do that, right? I didn't mention this, but another note that has been given today, Trey Harris, wide receiver from Ole Miss, has been is going to be coming in for a visit or is going to be visiting with the Texans. That's another offensive player and another wide receiver that makes it fairly evident that they're going to get one of those. They're going to get a running back. We know they're going to get an offensive lineman. They're going to invest draft capital, but is that enough of a balance of what's happening here, considering that they're spending a lot of like secondary contract money?
I think it is.
And salary cap money on the defense.
If you look at the offense, they really haven't paid a lot of dudes on the offense.
Right.
So if you get some rookies in, you know, that's another reason to believe that they're in a good spot. They paid Nico, I guess Dalton Schultz, Mixon, and none of those are prohibitive. Well, Nico's is even a good deal.
It's a good deal.
You know, compared to what other receivers.
But you're not far away from the time where you probably negotiate the next one for him.
No, you're not. And Titus Howard would be another one, but still – I think you can almost, if it doesn't work out, you cut bait there and see what happens. But nah, I think they're in a their philosophy is before we have to pay all the, you know, CJ Stroud and company offensively, let's go ahead and just load up on defense. I mean, they brought in, I mean, you mentioned CJ Gardner-Johnson. That's not crazy expensive either, I don't think, you know, comparatively speaking. EJ Speed, we haven't mentioned him very often at all, you know, the linebacker. They're in a really good spot to be able to kind of manipulate their resources, offense, defense.
All right, so we talk about this kind of being the established MO that the Texans have now of doing deals early and rewarding players for living up to what is asked of them and being swarmy. Who's next? Because it does feel like you continue to do this, and it feels like there's the obvious ones that are next, but like kind of in this space of the real reward for what you are. So like, Will Anderson Jr., C.J. Stroud feel like they're the very obvious who's next, right?
Yes.
Are there any other ones that you consider within that?
Ooh. I would have to say no on the defensive side.
Well, defensive side, I mean, how many more players can you
Well, I'm saying players can like you play, Christian Harris, point? You have to find out more.
Christian Harris is an interesting one because, I mean, E.J. Speed
Bullock,
is...
Bullock, you can wait.
Yeah, you have time on Kalen Bullock. Mm-hmm. You have time on Kamari Lassiter even. Christian Harris is interesting because with EJ Speed coming in, that's that's a 1 year deal. So like, I don't know necessarily that's prohibitive, but they have not done anything with Christian Harris, even though he's looked good, but he's not the, I guess the lack of availability there kind of puts that in question.
Where I mean, I'm looking at the offense right now. I mean, who do you think would be have to get paid? I mean, the answer might be nobody right now. I mean, Tank Dell, we know, you know, he's not, he might not even play. And beyond that, I mean, Blake Fisher, Juice Grutt, come on.
There's still stuff to be seen there. Yeah. There's definitely still stuff to be seen there.
Have anybody else besides the obvious
two? It would be good if Blake Fisher gave you a reason to.
Yeah.
Like, then you have a tackle that you feel great about. You have a guy that you can, you know, hold on to. One of these centers latching on would be good as well, obviously. Like, that's very clear is what you want. From the 281, wouldn't it be in the owner's best interest to put a cap on the one player salary against the cap? For instance, no more than 25% of one player salary can go against the team cap. I mean, it would. That's going to be a collective bargaining thing, which maybe the team owners eventually get to that place, especially with quarterbacks beginning to take more and more of that percentage of the salary cap. I could easily see that being in the next CBA negotiations that ownership tries to have a max salary, almost like in the NBA where you have that max salary. The only thing is, just know, there are unintended consequences of that. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, I don't know how much NFL would see that, because the more freedom of movement makes that more interesting, the max salaries, mm-hmm. When it comes up in the NBA. The NFL has so much control over these players. Even the guys who end up being kind of middle management, like quarterbacks, you have it's usually, if you get a quarterback of that caliber, you have your first 5 years because of the fifth year option. Mm-hmm. Then it's kind of it's most beneficial for them to take that first extension as well. And then at that point, you have what, 8-9 years of their career already under your belt before they end up, you know, as free agents, and that ends up really being an option. So I feel like that might be something they do, but it also isn't all that pressing. I don't know for the NFL just at this point.
I'm liking what they're doing, man. I think D'Amico is saying, let's go ahead and sort of cover our bases. We think the offense is going to be better. We're working toward the offense. We like the guys we brought in. But he knows there's no guarantees on Nick Caley, and no guarantees on Cole Popovich, and no guarantees on these rookies. So he's just saying, let's cover our bases and let's just go ahead and be badasses on defense.
I wonder if this was in response to the question that we asked about, like, who might be next on getting paid. Somebody said Ronald Darby on defense. That's 31-year-old corner. I don't know if that's where I want to go, especially because it feels like the speed that he has is slowing down. When they signed him, that was one of the things I was looking at. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I watched hours and hours of his film or what have you, but in watching some of his stuff, it feels like he still has the same mental acumen, some of the heady veteran abilities that you need at cornerback to be good. It just doesn't seem like the foot speed is there in the same way. I don't know that you would pay robustly for him. But I do think that he could be an interesting question when we ask, all right, now you're locked in on Petrie. Mm-hmm. What are some of the answers in those clear situations where you have a team maybe attacking him in his coverage, as we saw a couple of times last season? I don't want to pretend like it was frequent. There was a couple of times where a good coordinator could get themselves. Oh, it was the Vikings. Remember when they kept getting Justin Jefferson?
Oh yeah.
In the slot against Jalen. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if Ronald Darby can.
I was trying to remember that one earlier.
It took me a second for it. But I wonder if it could be Ronald Darby that could be helpful in that way. Even if he didn't play a lot of slot last year in Jacksonville. I went and checked. He played a lot outside. But even if it's something where, like, You feel comfortable putting him on the outside and maybe kicking Kamari Lassiter into the slot in a situation like that. But I don't think it takes away from just how vital Jalen Petrie is to this defense. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about the time where we hand this thing off to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, brother?
Yeah, so Joe Flacco is back with the Cleveland Browns. And I want to know, 713-572-4610, what if that was your team and they made that move? How would you feel? Because I got a couple reactions on how Cleveland people feel about this. Plus, dark comments from head coaches on firings.
Oh, all right.
Or a comment.
Let's do that.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. We got a Marcus update. Shout out to our listener, Marcus.
Driving
to Phoenix. Where are you at now? How far is he out?
2 hours till Phoenix, he says. He's in the home stretch. So I'm guessing he was driving from here. I never asked that specifically, but some listeners said they've made that drive before. 17 hours, 12 hours to El Paso.
Man.
So he's been on the road. listening to Sports Radio 610 the whole time. So appreciate you hanging out.
I will say, once you get 2 hours out after a long drive like that, in the back of your mind, or in real time, you're like, woo, we almost there. But in the back of your mind, you're like, man, this is about to be a long 2 hours. That'd be the hardest stretch, man. When you about 2 or 3 hours out, mm-hmm. it's like, man, we close, but we not close yet, man. This 3 hours.
Brutal.
It is brutal. But salute to Marcus for keeping us
Why did y'all
going.
Do that to Marcus? Marcus is in those 2 hours, and you're like, yeah, these next two going to be tough for you, dog. Sorry about it, brother.
Oh, I remember that, too. I remember driving from Cleveland to Houston.
Yeah.
And as soon as you hit Texas, you like woo,
well, home yeah. free, baby.
You got another 4 hours. You got another 4 hours, but salute to Marcus that's on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But Cleveland, speaking of Cleveland, Ohio, man, they signed Joe Flacco again. And I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure how Cleveland fans were going to feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say some fans are probably upset because they thought they was going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah.
And right now that's probably unlikely. So you might have some people that's upset that you got a 40-year-old quarterback and not going with somebody in the first round, somebody fresh. But I decided to tap in with Ken Carmen. And Anthony Lima on the 92.3 The Fan. I was on the Odyssey app when I seen this news. I'm like, let me see what they talking about.
Yeah.
And here is Ken Carmen on how he broke the news that Joe Flacco was coming back.
Wait a minute. It's real. It's real, folks. Let's go.
You want to do it or you want me to
do
it?
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Schefter, ESPN, reunion. The Cleveland Browns and veteran quarterback Joe Flacco reached an agreement today on a one-year, $4 million deal. Flacco will now return to Cleveland, where he won the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year Award in 2023. Flacco also spoke with the Steelers and Vikings, but opted to spend his 18th season with the Browns.
We got him! We got him! Pittsburgh, you hear that? You hear that, Steelers? We got him!
Run it back! Run it back! Run it back! Run it back! Run
yes,
it back!
Yes!
Let's go,
yes!
They are so excited.
Ain't no
about
way. Like, at first I was like, all right, so they're doing the bit where they're like, we're really excited about this thing that this is really actually small. I don't know. I kind of believe them.
Oh, they're very believable.
Ain't that sad, now, though?
He's a legend.
Yeah, not only that, but if you didn't sign him, your starting quarterback was probably Kenny Pickett.
As
yeah.
of right now. Yeah. Ain't no way you go to market with Kenny Pickett, right? Yeah. You're not week one. Yeah. Here is Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, so that was their reaction to the to the news. It was kind of hilarious.
Down horrendous.
I mean, that's where the Browns are, I guess. Hey.
That's where they at.
Yeah.
So they decided to open the phone lines to kind of see how people felt about this.
Oh.
And I was really curious about this.
Yeah.
So here is Ken Carmen and the Anthony Lima show on 92.3 The Fan. Caller Greg from Kent. This is what he had to say about this signing.
Greg in Kent. Hello, Greg.
Ben, Anthony, extremely frustrated. Extremely frustrated.
Okay, why?
Frustrated, we didn't sign Joe Flacco, sir. We're going to 15-1, baby. Joe Flacco, let's go.
Did he say 15-1?
Season ticket waiting list. Here we go again, baby.
He said we're just going to not play the last one.
We don't need to.
15 wins.
Don't need to.
One loss.
Now, I'm sure some other people that don't really like this signing and all this other stuff. But
I would hope so.
Are you sure about that?
Ain't this crazy?
Yes.
Imagine.
Like, this is a 41-year-old quarterback that's on his last leg. He didn't have a good year last year.
No.
We talking about 2 years ago.
Think about the popularity career arcs, plural, of Joe Flacco. Like, oh, I don't know, coming from Delaware, right? Delaware?
Yep, correct.
You know, and then maybe, he's showing some stuff, and then, nah, he's not it. And then, is he elite? And then they win a Super Bowl.
The Magic Month.
And then
he won a Super Bowl, got a big contract.
And
he
then
sure
up
did.
And down, and then he didn't live up to the contract in some people's eyes, and then he's kind of like
some
just a guy.
Eyes, that's cute.
And then he goes to Cleveland, he's up, and then he has, I mean, his career arc is
he was sitting on a couch.
Yes.
And then Cleveland called him up, and it was just that Joe Magic, or I forgot how they said it, but yeah, and then turned into a pumpkin here at NRG Stadium.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. It's wild, man. That kind of made their offseason, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, you look at quarterbacks that they've had. Jameis, obviously Deshaun, Flacco. I mean, do I have to go through all some of the others?
ETR. Yeah, you got to go. That's a
Jacoby,
long list. Yeah, that's
Baker. Like, Baker's probably the last one that they could, like, get this hype about, and they wasn't really super hype about him at that point.
That might be the best quarterback in franchise history.
Dude, yeah. That's like, what I was thinking.
When they came back.
Yeah.
Because, like, who else is competing with him?
Since 99.
Colt McCoy. And then we get back to, the Derek Andersons, the Charlie Fries, the, you know, Trent Dilfer for a year, Jeff Garcia, Tim Couch. Like, yeah, he might
be the best.
Baker might be the best. And after that, Joe Flacco might be somewhere in there
for
like
second.
Top three, top four.
Top two.
That's tough.
Well, Baker, you got Derek Anderson, who went to a Pro Bowl.
Let me ask you this. Most popular Browns quarterback since Bernie Kosar?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't know how popular Vinny Testaverde was as a Brown. But
I can't imagine he was that popular.
Yeah, but no, definitely since Kosar.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. They got that Flacco fever now. Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, Joe Mazzulla, the head coach for the Boston Celtics, somebody actually asked him about the firing of Mike Malone, and Denver, the head coach in Denver. And here's what he had to say. And I felt like if I didn't tell you what he was talking about, it kind of sounded a little dark. Let me know if I'm tripping or not.
To me, I wake up every day and I say, you know, I find a balance of, it's part of what motivates me, but I wake up every day saying it's going to be my last day. And that's not, it's just, you have to have that type of perspective because it gives you gratitude. It also keeps you, hungry. And so it's just, you have to have a healthy balance of you want this for as long as you can. At the same time, you're very much replaceable because, that's just how it works. And, so every day I remind myself of my own mortality. And I think that's what kind of keeps me in a perspective and, and a gratitude of the opportunity that you have.
It kind of sound a little.
Actually, I knew it was going to be dark as soon as you said Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, I was like, you say this as if
I wake up like it's going to be my last day.
And yeah, you can say, hey, man, that's him talking about, coaching and people could lose. Don't you remember when he was asked about, like, do you feel pressure heading into this season that we're in right now? Mm-hmm. Obviously, after winning a Super Bowl, and his direct quote was, we're all going NBA to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure. He goes on to say more, but like, he started with, we're all going to be dead soon. That's his MO. This is his get down. Like, this is absolutely how he thinks.
Yeah, he's goth.
Yeah.
Like, he's a goth head coach.
Very
much so.
And so, when I heard that, it reminded me of what Kyle Shanahan did a couple years ago. And this was when he was asked about the quarterbacks, and the quarterback position in the future of Jimmy G on the roster. And this was right before the draft, so they didn't even have Trey Lance. I think they was trying to figure out what was the future of Jimmy G. And this is what he had to say.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday. So that goes for all of us.
That's elite level deflection there right now.
No, yeah, that's not even
that's
insane.
Elite level deflection.
Like, exactly. All right, man.
He's like, can I guarantee? If you're really being honest, I can't guarantee anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? We can't guarantee that there's a tomorrow. You know, we just got to live like today's our last day. You feel me?
Yeah, that's not even in the same place as Joe Mazzulla. Legitimately is a dark human being. That's just a guy that you said deflecting, but I think he's being kind of an a-hole too.
Yeah, but that was a dark place to go. Like, I don't think, like, I can't even guarantee we all gonna be alive.
Yeah.
Like, why you gotta go there?
Mm-hmm. Very transcendental.
You know what's sad? Mm-hmm. And this is an indication I've been on Instagram a little too much recently. Figgy, you're familiar with Speedy Moran, right?
Speedy Moran, I'm not.
Work with Complex, and like, he does, interviews a lot of these.
I am, because he's dating musicians. Glorilla.
Is he actually dating her?
I think so.
I know that this
they've been together a lot.
Angel Reese was trying to like kind of corner him on who he was dating, or when she was like, is there a woman you have your eye on? He's like, my eye is on my relationship with God. I don't really be. I'm like, that's the level of elite deflection that Kyle Shanahan brought to the table. He was like, "Nah, you're not going to corner me. You know, I can't guarantee a damn thing. Life is not guaranteed."
Yeah, who are we really? Who are any of us?
What is the, just go existential?
What is life?
Have you ever done that in a conversation?
Oh, God, yes. just what is life, really?
In fact, what's your best deflection?
Are
that you
we really living?
Oh, God.
Friends. How many of us have them, you know?
Speaking of Glorilla, I just brought her up.
Yes.
So I just want to play this because I like the way she sounds. Mm-hmm. This is her, I want to say, at the Billboard Awards. She accepted a... I want to say a war. I forgot for what, but this is her speech on the stage right here.
I want to say shout out to all the beautiful ladies in the building tonight. I love y'all. but I want to thank God, the beautiful ladies on my label, MSO, CMG, and all my beautiful women fans. And I don't know, like, shout out to Memphis for making me and raising me. Shout out to Billboard. Let's go.
The beautiful ladies.
I can't unhear that now.
It's fantastic.
Somebody said the PR team must have told her to keep saying beautiful.
Look, she knew what she was doing. Like, obviously, that is how she talks. Like, Memphis has a very particular accent that is kind of incredible if you really think about it. Mm-hmm. But you ain't had to say beautiful like that consistently that many times. Like, you knew what she was doing. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to give the people what they want.
Yeah. So salute the Glorilla. All right, I'll get y'all out of here. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I want to ask y'all this. When is it time to kind of panic when your phone is about to die?
Ooh, like what percentage?
Yeah, what percentage you got to get to where you be like, all right, I need a charger or it's time to go.
I don't necessarily do this out of panic. Well, maybe it is. I never let it get under 50.
Oh yeah, you're panic, a sicko.
Oh, under 50?
He's scared.
You looking
scary.
For a charger?
He's real scary.
I don't know if it's panic. I just like, I'm a planner, man. My truck is always full.
I thought he said 15. He said 50.
50.
So you probably don't like let the to be
50. You still kicking?
You probably don't know how many miles your car goes on empty.
No,
do you?
Once my truck gets to about half tank, I fill it up.
That makes sense.
You gotta be prepared.
That's wild.
You gotta be prepared.
This brother ain't been on quarter tank in years. I'm on the quarter tank now. I got to go to the gas station after this.
This weekend, I was driving out to Katy with that light on, brother. I was, hey, man.
That's just the way I am. I don't know.
Yeah, man. So it's an article that said people start to panic about their phone's charge when it's at 38%.
38 for real?
Yeah, 38%.
Feels high. Yeah. All right, so maybe I'm viewing panic differently. Panic for me really sets
like
in.
Actual, oh my gosh.
Like
my God,
actual, man. Oh my, it's 15 and then real panic is at 5. Like I'm just like, yo. Because that last 5%, and this is funny because I feel like there's differences with different devices because it seems like Apple's like, you get to 5%, you got a little time. You get that Android, that 5% and it's about to die.
Yeah, like, it's gone.
It depends what type of iPhone you have though.
Really?
Because if it's an older iPhone that's over the hill a little bit, sometimes you get the 8. And then next thing you know, it's at 2. You were like, whoa.
Where did all the juice go?
Then it's dead.
My head would explode if I let it get down to 15, much less 5.
Yeah, so 38%, they kind of freak out a little bit. It's a couple people that when they get to 38%, they freak out a little bit. 34% of the people say they don't get concerned until their battery falls at below 20%.
Okay.
So I might be in that. I think I'm in that area. And then 13% claim they are unfazed until it's under 10%.
Unfazed.
Unfazed is wild. Yeah. Like I'm keeping track and I'm thinking of like where am I and when is my next time I'm gonna get to the car or get to a charger. Nah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, sometimes when my phone about to die, that's usually my exit plan.
Mm-hmm.
Where my phone about to die, I'm out.
How about this from 713? Phone went to 20% and he left the Texans playoff game to go to his tailgate to charge his phone.
Okay, but it was in the first half. Like, wait, and then they watched the second half from the parking lot as well.
Yeah. But see, once you leave the game, it's over. You can't go back in.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you can't go back in.
Once but how much he had to go charge his phone?
How much do you need your phone in there?
So he left the game.
Yes, to charge his phone.
Yeah, it's not that serious for me, man.
It's not that serious.
And I do love this from the 713, another 713 on the text line. The Jim Adler, the text hammer text line at you at that. Lopez needs to teach Clint about that gas.
Yeah, man. It drives me nuts when I hear those stories.
Clint getting caught.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something I'm very thankful. I don't often, you know, test it, but I do test it from time to time. Thankfully, to this point, I have never gotten caught where you just got that car on the side of the road, mm-hmm. having to call somebody to bring that jerry can. I've never had that, thankfully.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've been through that.
Oof. Yeah. Sorry, I had a flashback to when my mom got that, though. I had to go get her.
Take her gas?
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
That's
always fun. Ran out of gas at the gas station. I was like pulling in, and then the car just shut off.
That's perfect, because you can just throw that thing in neutral and get it to where you need to.
Yeah.
The real scare is like when you're on the street like a block away.
You're driving to Odessa.
Man. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are real bad.
You're driving to like West Texas. Yeah. Oh, God.
That's never happening to me, man. Yeah. I'm making sure we good.
Okay. So 713, this is a good point. They said they Ubered to the game, so they needed their phone to Uber back. So you had to have the...
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Very good. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. The social media tag, at the Figgy Fig, if you want to get them, if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. And the phone number that you want to call right now, 713-572-4610. If you want to win a pair of tickets to see Brian Regan, the comedian, at Bayou Music Center on December 4th, that's what you want to call. 713-572-4610. Caller number 6 right now will win that pair of tickets. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's check in with the fellas of The Drive who are out at Spectators Bar and Grill in Sugar Land continuing their crawfish tour. We'll talk to them. Next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Friday. Hope that you're doing very well. Shout out specifically to Marcus as he drives to Phoenix. A little bit of a marathon, but he's hanging out with us all day long, as I think a lot of you guys are. Appreciate you for doing that. And let me know. Who out there is actually going to go visit the fellas at the Spectators Bar and Grill in Sugar Land? Because I'm trying to see. Do I want to pop out and get some more crawfish today? So let me know on the text line if you're going to go out and see the fellas. I believe it's Ron Hughley, Luke Morrow sitting there for Clint out there.
Where you get some crawfish from last time? Where
did you go? Oh, it was down in the Heights, right?
It was, because I think I missed you. You were out there before I was.
So both of y'all was getting some crawfish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good too. So I might follow that up. Checking in with the guys in Sugarland. We'll talk to them here in a little bit. Couple of things that's popping in a way. Salute to Dynamo, to Houston Dynamo. Obviously, we mentioned that last week they got a win. They got another game on the road this time against LA Galaxy this weekend. And they're signing a new goalkeeper. You know, they had, you know, the goalkeeper injury. And mm-hmm. I guess I waited too long. I didn't get out to training to go train with the boys.
That's right.
So they went ahead and signed a keeper. I believe it's Bond out there, Jonathan Bond, who will join the club. He's a veteran guy. He's done some stuff over in England and stuff. So hopefully he could come in and help solidify that position where they needed some help with some injuries. And there you go, 832. You're heading out there. I think I'm gonna go and see the fellas. I think I'm gonna go see you. Let's do that. I mentioned this briefly in passing, but I wanted to stop in and talk about that because mm-hmm. it seems like he's one of the guys that you like. Trey Harris, wide receiver out of Ole Miss, is also going to be visiting. He's going to be a 30 visit for the Houston Texans. And I'm interested because like it seems like we're getting more and more of these guys that are...
receivers and running backs more than linemen.
Receivers. And also, they're talking to a lot of these guys that are in that space where they're second, third round grade guys, just mm-hmm. like Ole Miss wide receiver Trey Harris,
mm-hmm. And big dude, he's a Z receiver, so he can go.
Yes,
but his 40 time was like a 4.55 or 4.54 or something like that.
Yeah,
and so
speed is not immediate,
But he gets open and he's big and he can go get, you know, the old catch radius thing that Mr. Pocket Rocket would, you know, likes to talk about.
Not Mr. Pocket Rocket. Oh my! See, I think he would disagree with that. I think he's okay with playing.
There's
this.
A lot of 5'9", you know, Pocket Rockets.
Yeah, I think John Harris is good with playing us playing that. Yeah. I don't know if you're good with, he's going to be good with you calling him Mr. Pocket Rocket.
Well, you get the point. You get the point.
Maybe his wife's good with that, but I don't know. Like, I don't think we should be calling him that on the airwaves.
What I'm saying is, like, those are the terms that people like to use. You know, catch radius and this and that. All I know is that's a big dude that makes a lot of plays, had a terrific season for Ole Miss, and
graceful, good route runner.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of the measurables, you know, might hold some people back. I don't know what else might, but I like him.
We know the Texans aren't like, they're not beholden to the test numbers. So that is a good point.
Ask Kamari Lassiter.
That is a great point, right? Yeah. Supposedly great ball skills, natural ball skills, doesn't fight the ball. If you're looking for a weakness, mm-hmm. which, I mean, why would you? But there's some fumbles that popped up there mm-hmm. on the 2024. Like, yeah. I was looking at his receiving stats, and he only played 8 games this past season at Ole Miss, still put up 1,000 yards with 60 receptions in those 8 games. 5 drops.
Yeah.
With 7 touchdowns, mind you, but 5 drops. And I was like, oh, that's that number jumped out at me in a way that made me a little uncomfortable. But, I mean, look, mm-hmm. I don't know that you're going to find the perfect guy, especially like that second, third round space when the top end, if you're not including Travis Hunter for wide receivers, you're starting at guys who are probably going to be wide receiver twos. Like, everybody's in that place.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's another interesting one that falls in with, like, the Kyle Williams out of South Carolina. Like, you keep falling in with those guys that probably day two wide receivers. Feels like that is going to be somewhat of an expectation. Day two wide receiver, maybe day two, day three running back
mm-hmm.
To pair with the offensive lineman. That's inevitable in the first couple of days. And then everything else, you know, profit, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's getting real interesting when we reconvene on Monday, and I'm sure the boys are going to talk about this a lot.
It's like us going, being a jury. Back together.
Come back, wait, reconvene. Don't talk to each other about the case.
That's right.
But when we reconvene, we're going to be less than, 11 days, 12 days from draft day. So it's getting real here. I also feel like it's pretty important, you know, for the Texans right now, just to realize, as I mentioned earlier, I think offensively the focus is very clear now. It's an offensive focus, you know, in the draft. Running back, offensive line, wide receiver. I think we're kind of honing in on what they're going to do.
Assuming that they do utilize 7 picks, which they do have 7 picks. They have first, second, 2/3, fifth and sixth? Seven?
They don't have a fourth.
Yeah, it's just the fourth that they don't have. All right. Yeah. If they do that, how many offensive to defensive players do you see in this?
I would say maybe even as many as 5 offensive players.
Mm.
2 defensive, maybe a safety.
So 5 out of 7?
5 out of 7, maybe a safety, interior tackle, defensive tackle, I mean. 4 would probably be the safer pick.
How many out of those first 4, right? So you have 25, you have 58, you have 89, mm-hmm. and then you have 78, something like that in there. I think I got those about right. I could actually just look at it because I know I have it on one of these many tabs that I have in front of me.
I think it's probably 3 out of 4.
25, 58, 79, 89. I was close. 3 out of 4 offensively.
I would think.
I could easily see that.
Yeah.
I could easily see that. Mm-hmm. 100%. So we'll be watching that space. You guys want to draft the weekend real quick?
Well, I don't know if I have the number one pick or not, but you know what I'm going to
do. Just take
watching.
The number one pick.
I never get it. You always give it to other people.
We'll start
look at him
then.
Doing this, right? Like I had just given it to
now
him.
You nobody said, ever gives
me. I just said you now got it. You are the number one.
No, y'all
pick.
Go ahead.
No, don't do this. Yeah, no, don't do this.
Yeah, see, Lopez is the guy that said, "Oh, you guys didn't invite me out."
Don't do this.
But then what you do?
I got
it.
Something.
Yeah, I'm busy.
I got something. Augusta National, baby. Been watching it throughout the show. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But
where's our guy Cam Smith?
I'll be watching it.
He has to have teed off at this point.
Oh no, he's about 8-9 holes in now, at least. He's 1 under. 1 under.
Wait, hold on. Rory is cooking.
I'm telling you,
what
Rory's
is happening?
Cooking. By the way, if only someone on this show had talked about Rory, my toxic relationship with Rory.
Don't worry, he'll give it up tomorrow.
He probably will.
He'll give it up tomorrow.
He probably will. Give me Augusta National starting from as soon as I get home until Sunday evening.
I'm going to probably check out this Rockets and Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Rockets ain't really playing for much, but I kind of want to see the rest of the Western Conference on how that all line up because, was it 3 through 8 or 3 through 9 or whatever? Mm-hmm. They all fighting for something.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to see where everybody kind of end up. So I'll probably just be watching it in the background.
Yeah, that's a very good one. And just to kind of clean some things up, in that Lakers game, Jason Tate is out for this game, so you won't see him amongst the guys. Alperen Şengün, Jabari Smith Jr., and Fred VanVleet are all listed as questionable. Let me double check this because I want to make sure that I got this right. Figgy out here putting on, man, the fake oh no's. Come on now. You know damn well what was happening
here. Jayshon Tate, man.
Yeah, so
man.
Those guys are, well, yeah, Jayshon Tate being out, that is a little bit of an oh no. He is incredibly fun to watch. But yeah, Sengun, Jabari Smith Jr., Fred VanVleet, all questionable. And Sengun is a personal reasons. Jabari Smith Jr. is groin soreness. Fred VanVleet is a right ankle soreness.
Mm-hmm.
Those sorenesses feel like they'll definitely be
no. They'll be fine.
The guys that they're not, that aren't playing, and then Sengun probably not playing.
So where are you going
as well? In that same vein, but I actually just want to see like other people hoop, right? Like I want to see some of these other teams in the NBA play basketball as we gear up for this. And I want to see, what was the game? Because I did have it here, and of course I lost it. You know what? Bump that. Oh yes, this is the one. Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon game on ESPN, Clippers Warriors, right?
Okay.
Those are two teams.
See if the Clippers are for real. Convince you?
I want to see what the Clippers look like. Yeah. I want to see what the Warriors look like against this Clippers team that's been really hot, because they're currently in that space. And you're right. There's like five teams in that space that has the possibility of jumping up on you. Mm-hmm. I want to see what that looks like of those teams. I also probably could have put the Space Cowboys to see what Lance McCullers looks
Astros.
Like.
Astros.
Astros this weekend, where you have Blanco Gusto on Saturday is going to be interesting, starting things off, and then circling back around to
Wesneski
on Sunday. That should be fun as well. But yeah, I was like, I would have brought up the Space Cowboys game. However, I think I'm fully invested in the do not look at Lance McCullers. Just wait till he's back.
Yeah.
Like I just don't want to look at him. I don't want to jinx it. I don't think that's even how it works, but I'm starting to get a little nervy. What I'm not nervy about is jumping out to Sugar Land at the Spectators Bar and Grill, where Luke Morrow and Ron Hughley are out to do the drive today. Fellas, how you living?
Living good, baby, out here, and it's a good spot, man. We're out here in the patio. We see some people in here get some work done. I see Don Julio on the table over there.
There you go.
I'm going to have to see where she got them sunglasses, though. I need them puppies. But, no, man, it's a good time out here, man. Fiesta Friday here at Spectators.
Ooh.
Yeah, man, they got a hey, John, I don't mean to be stereo
profiling.
Yeah, I don't mean to be stereotypical.
His people
baby,
out
I
here?
Think you like these specials out here, baby. They got the $4 Mexican beers out here.
All right.
They got $5 margaritas. I got one. They got it all, baby. So good time at and you know it is the crawfish circuit. So they got the bugs ready to go back there as well. So a good time to be had out here. Hey, we're giving away $25 Academy Sports and Outdoor gift
Lovely.
Cards each and every hour. We got four of them bad boys each and every hour. I saw Reggie last week at the boot just banging out that crawfish. So
you're going to see it again, brother.
Yeah.
I do it
Margarita
again, man.
Special is all I needed to hear.
And by the way, I haven't addressed this, but Reggie had his hair out and down.
I like the look.
On Saturday for the game against Duke, and then he went and got it braided before the game against Florida, and Houston lost. So I don't know why he did that, but hey, I mean, I just want to throw that out there.
Talking jinxes.
Look, I don't know. I have nothing to say.
I addressed it with you on Monday
you
before
did.
The game.
But I could. Would you want me to take my hair down that I just paid for? Is that what you wanted?
I just thought. The people hippies, and I thought you could have done everything you could to have felt that.
You know what?
And maybe if you had your hair down, maybe that 12-point collapse in the second half might not have happened. I'm just throwing that out there.
I swear, if I had that kind of power, I would make a lot more money. I tell you that.
Well, the hell with you. That guy in Oklahoma City got Luka ejected.
So He sure did. All right, so Luke, I'm a sidebar here with you for a moment, because I know what these other guys, I know what their MO is. They don't be trying to eat crawfish while doing this. Are you gonna eat crawfish while on air today?
No, I don't know if I'm going to eat it at all. We got into a whole thing yesterday. I hope somebody brought me some gloves to use.
Stop.
Oh, no. You're that guy?
Stop.
You're that guy?
He's from Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
I don't like to get messy over here. I like to enjoy my food and not have to work for it.
Messy.
Yeah, that's right.
I will say, this is a good bit if you can run it. If you can get you a nice young lady to peel your crawfish for you. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm going for?
I was hoping I could get Ron to do it for
Yeah, but how yeah. do you, like, how do you do that?
You
like,
don't.
How do you approach, hey.
Yeah.
And
what
like,
woman?
You say it's a good bit. Like, how do you approach the lady and say, hey, you think you can peel my crawfish? I don't like to get my fingers dirty.
Yeah, okay, manly man.
It usually works out. It usually works out pretty well if there's like somebody who is of the right, you know, of a culture that, you know, is big on crawfish, and they're like, "Why are you not eating?" I'm like, you know, I don't really like doing it. And then when they're trying to get you to that place, like, here, I'll peel it for you, and then you're in.
Can you open this pickle bottle for me?
It is weaponized. It is weaponized incompetence. Yes, is what you need to do. That's all. Weaponized incompetence is what you're trying to do there. Never incompetent. A little bit. Looking forward to seeing that. And you guys talking to Roger Clemens later on the show too, huh?
Yeah, we got Rog. We got the Rocket on with us, so it should be fun. I can't wait to get his thoughts on these torpedo bets.
Man.
I know Rog. I bet he has a... I feel like Roger would just start hitting people. Hey, man, the hell with this, dog. I'm just going to hit you and hit these torpedo bats on me. I'm just going to hit your ass the whole way.
Might have hit Mike Piazza with a torpedo bat.
Hey, you think that's over the top, Lopez? You're the veteran.
Hell no.
You think that's over the top?
Not like, if I can guarantee you that he would have.
I'm just saying, if I just say, hey, Rog, man, why I got you on here, man? Come on, man. I don't know if you just been real the whole
think
way.
You would have been more accurate.
Hey, what happened there when you just fired that broken bat at Mike Piazza?
Oh, now that was a little dicey, but I think he would tell you that he would throw at guys with the torpedo bat.
Yeah, I bet he would. Yeah. See, look, on the YouTube page, Lauren Mack, don't like to get messy yikes. Well, go help him out. Lauren, pop out the show.
She's lying. She's lying. Lauren, I don't know Lauren, but I just get to feel that Lauren Mack is messy.
She likes it messy?
All right.
Hey, John, man, you got to stop being so damn nasty at the end of the ship, man.
Everybody interprets it as nasty. I'm just comment.
Oh, what are we interpreting it as, John?
Well, you brought it up.
Oh, she likes to get messy.
It's turned into a Freaky Friday real quick.
Yeah. I'll let y'all handle that.
I don't know what y'all are talking
now,
about.
Hey, now y'all keeping me from my crawfish. You're listening to KLT AM, HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station.